Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball four. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripoz hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colavito. The throw from Suarez and he is safe. Colavito steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves is hit by the pitch. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Suarez and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield is hit by the pitch. Pedro Gonzalez pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger strikes out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-3 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Talton pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Luke Krause. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nosek moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-3 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Repos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Repos reaches second base with a double. Nosek scores. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jim Duckworth now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Curry pinch hits for Larry Brown. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duckworth juggles the ball. That's an error on Duckworth. Alvis moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Roof and he is out, Cater applying the tag. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Curry moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.